We're the Night Shift Bandits. Join us and our sister podcast, Perspective Discussions, where they talk about love, life, and relationships on any platform that you can find podcasts. Also, like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We also have a Twitch channel, and you can donate to us on our GoFundMe and Patreon, where you can help us bring you better content. Our link tree is down in the description. Thanks for joining us.
We're going into a little overtime for this one, everybody. Night Shift Bandits are punching in the clock once again. But something we can totally beat the shit out of topic-wise. Here we are again. Ready, guys?
Let go.
Right.
Awesome.
All right, guys, let's do it. It's us, the Night Shift Bandits. It's me here. Professor Zach.
Master Honor, Thomas here.
Cool guy Bryce in the house.
And we are indeed the Night Shift Bandits as we do our captain, as we do our Sentai poses at the Ginyu Force.
Whoa. Ginyu Toku Sentai.
Anyway. Here we're gonna go ahead and let you know where you can hit us up, check us out on all of our social medias, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of it. All links in the description. You know, Patreon, GoFundMe, donate, Perspectives Discussions. You know where to find us. Relationship Podcast, hit it up. But for right now, today, we're gonna talk about superpowers. And why Superman sucks. Oh, wait. No, sorry. Wrong podcast. Sorry, Thomas. I tricked you.
See, I was going to have such a good time trashing that piece of garbage.
See, let's start off with Brian. Because you know what? Brian always has something nice to say. Isn't that right, Brian?
Sure.
So, Brian, what superpowers would you use differently?
So, I guess I'll start with one ability that I've had on the brain for a while, and that's basically the ability to either put curses on people or utilize curses in a degree that, in a way that benefits me. Because really, a curse is more like an exchange.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do something really incredibly, edibly. You can literally just defy the universe with something really fucked up or really cool, but you're going to lose. It's going to cost something. It's not like magic.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, man, either I would create a building that's just, and each different floor has a different curse in it. And depending on which floor you end up on, you're just going to be affected by the curse of that corresponding floor. And I'd just be up at the top watching you suffer the entire time. Like, or I would, that, I don't know, like, put curses on certain world leaders and be like, hey, you want this to stop? Yeah, all this bullshit you did? You gotta fix that? And then maybe I'll lift the curse. Or maybe I'll just let it kill you and then we can replace, and then we can work on your replacement. So I suggest you start getting right with yourself and getting your affairs in order.
So you would fix the world with your powers.
I mean, as much as I could, I don't think killing a bunch of politicians is going to really fix anything.
Oh, it'll fix.
But it sure would feel good to finally get something over all the fucking incompetent leadership we're seeing the world over.
I feel like it would fix something. You'd have to get in new people. I mean, I know that they have a backup, but they're still going to have, you know.
And it's not really the politicians I would go after. It's all the fucking executives and the billionaires, man.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But with Kurt,
those are the ones that gotta go.
I don't know what I would do with those powers. I'm thinking maybe something like a, I don't know, a revenge company.
You always see curses used for revenge, or it always has some kind of spite, intentional.
No. I just like, I'm not using those kinds of curses. Like my curses will either, I'm talking like curses that have really adverse effects, but I'm not gonna kill you or like disfigure you. No. This is a curse that's gonna mess with, that's gonna fuck with you to your very core on a daily basis. It's not gonna outright fuck you up, but it's going to affect how you live your life. And if you want it to stop, then you're going to do exactly as I say. Or you're just gonna let the curse run you until you able to run any more.
So essentially what you would do with curses is what Yami Yugi did in the very beginning of Yugi.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, like pretty much I'll send you to the Shadow Realm. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
No. My favorite one, aside from, well, all-time favorite one, is when he lit a dude on fire in front of people. Yeah.
Oof. Well, I mean, I won't lie. Like, how Yu-Gi-Oh started versus what it turned into.
I think it was better.
The manga was dark.
Yeah.
But that was good curse usage. Like, he was Jigsaw. Like, he was definitely Jigsaw.
Now I'm thinking about Jigsaw with those abilities.
I mean, it'll be, it's like giving Scarecrow a yellow lantern ring. It just fits. Like, you have the power to give great fear. Of course I have the power to great fear. That's my whole motif. So giving those powers to Jigsaw would just be, ugh. Like, he wouldn't even have to set anything up. He could just do it. Hey, you want to play some chess? Got you trapped in the game. Now you're the pieces, and every time I take a piece, I cut off one limb.
This just sounds like more old school Yu-Gi-Oh.
Literally.
That was, yeah.
Like, that was good curse. That was good, a good example of that power.
I'm wondering if you put a curse on someone that would, like, heal them. Or like, put a curse on them where, like, well, actually, you could. You could do a lot of stuff like that. Wow. This is a very versatile.
Like, just doing all those things, like, oh, you're gonna be a dick? Snap. Now, everything you love of is going to fall apart around you, or like everything you've built yourself up for is a lie. Let's see what you really look like, shall we? Yeah, like things like that. That's my end goal if I were to have those types of powers.
Again, Brian would change the world. That's a very selfless thing to do.
And I get plenty of kicks. And I get plenty of kicks out of it. But don't call me a hero, or I'll curse you too.
You're really good, huh? I mean, look at this man. He's not the hero. He's not the villain. He's just V. But I guess I'll throw one of mine in the hat. Time manipulation. Like, if anyone knows me, and I'm very sure I've mentioned this on mic, that would be my power. And we even said this off mic, like, well, I'll say what I'll do differently with it. Pretty much what I'll do, I'll travel through time, but I'll be more of, like, a watcher, much rather than, like, someone who wants to, like, change history. And I would just see, like, if different events, like, actually happen or as they happen. or like, you know, try to solve the mysteries of the universe, but not share it with anybody. Because again, time would be disrupted if that were to happen. And of course, you know, humanity needs to learn the natural lessons it needs to learn from figuring stuff out on its own. But let's say if I were to like somehow get into a battle, I would like, and I'm kind of stealing this a little bit, but it's a good pop, it's a good, it's one of my favorite time travel tropes, is that I'm just a living paradox because I weave in and out of time, pretty much giving out that reverse flash energy. So it's like, I would literally be limitless in a sense.
Great call out to that movie. I need to watch that.
I didn't. It's just a nice sentence to say. Right, like literally, okay, you killed this version of me. Boom, I just pop up somewhere else. Because I'm anywhere, everywhere, all at once.
Yeah, no, seriously, I need to watch that movie. I want to see it. Yeah, with time, I think what I would do is have like pockets of time like around me. So my personal time would be slowed down, and then there would be a layer of time outside of me that's just like wonky, and then everyone else's time. That way, nothing's gonna touch me.
Right, like you'll permanently be, like you'll have like a tiny bit exactly. of like a force field of time around you,
exactly,
just to stop your energy. And then everything moves forward.
Yeah, and that's not even to mention like if I could do all that and then also control their time, oh my God. Any enemy would just be aged. I don't understand why anyone with time powers just doesn't do that. That's literally death to any human right now.
Or just, you know, time trip somebody into the time of the dinosaurs or into like pre-Earth.
I mean, normally, like normally when time travel is like an actual character with their actual power, that does happen sometimes. They do stay young. I'm thinking of, and I forget his name, the time traveler that was in Ben 10. He never really aged. He started off being an old man.
Yeah, he could probably just adjust his age as necessary.
Right. But yeah, and then you had, gosh, what was her name from the Bendis run? She's a mutant. I forgot her name because I mentioned her before. Like, there's a mutant that, like, well, I guess she wouldn't count because she did kind of age in that one time, too, but she did go back to being a kid, too. So was that?
It is.
Well, anyway. But yeah, no, it was Eva, I believe her name.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll simplify it to this. Eva essentially pretty much went from being an adult to a child again and pretty much stayed young. But her time travel power is like within her. But I think a lot of examples are like, okay, this guy built a machine. Or this guy has a machine or a device or something to time travel, which is an external force. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, that's probably why you don't see that as much. Otherwise, it would be a smart idea.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't see forever. Why not. Like, be in your prime forever. I can understand, like, going in disguise as your older self or your younger self. But, you know, you can always just pop back to your prime. You control your own time. And I don't understand why you don't take the time to just go ahead and learn your powers properly. Like, work on something that's not you first.
Or be creative with it, you know what I mean? Like, pretty much what we're saying here in this podcast. Like, be creative with your powers. Because what really opened my eyes to that was when I started reading JoJo and how some of the powers you see in comic books Araki uses very differently, you know? Or like the way people fight, or like the way fighting works in JoJo. Because we forget, like, fights don't take long. They take at least like maybe 5 at most minutes, if not 10, if it's like a one-on-one fight. And I'm probably being honest with those numbers, you know? So like actual fights don't take too long. So they always mention like, oh, this fight took like 2 minutes, or I had like a minute left, and I got through all this crap.
Yeah, they're thinking about like their fights is just okay. I'm gonna do this. Oh no, he just did this. Now I got to do this. So you're seeing both sides thinking and strategizing in the moment, which is why it looks like it's just taking forever. But no, it happened in like a minute. It's the same thing as like in Dragon Ball when they're like, oh, they're talking for and you heard all that, but their fight only took like 2 minutes. They're moving at slow speed. They could just go and have a conversation, do some fighting, stop, talk a little bit.
Exactly. Right. Remember, everyone, the Tournament of Power took 30 minutes. 48. Oh, yeah. What's the point is it took under an hour.
True. Actually, it was... It took the length of a power show on television with commercials.
Yeah, you could have watched that episode of Breaking Bad and then still had time to watch the finale of the fight, which is probably the best part. But what's one of yours, Thomas?
So one of mine is the Spider Sense. And I know I've talked about Spider Sense a lot because it's one of the most broken powers in all of fiction. I would use it not to sense where danger is physically to me, but financially, health-wise, mentally, anything else. Spider Sense could probably do that. They actually have it in the comics that he's not invited to Parker Knight because of the Spider Sense. It protects his pockets. Like, what powers do that? And protects your life. All at the same time. Peter just doesn't listen to his Spider Sense. I don't understand why he, just like Doc Ock said, why he didn't get his doctorate or anything. I would use it for all of that. Like, hey, what field am I best in? My Spider Sense could probably lead me towards that.
And it's like we only see it used for him to get out of danger, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they can do some clever things with Spider Sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's literally the whole reason Spider-Man is as good as he is.
Yep. It's the reason that his power set can be used like it is. But it can be used for so much more. And all he uses it for is combat.
Yeah. It most definitely can. But correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think they really let him like delve, or even the writers like really explore Spider-Sense like that. Like, you may see it differently here or there, but they never really did, like, a full set. It's like, okay, arc where, okay, this is my power set. How does this work exactly?
Imagine him going to Professor X and trying to figure out how to use his Spider Sense.
Right, and, like, learning what Spider Sense is and, like, works.
Exactly. He's seen Madame Web so many times. She knows about what he is.
Yeah.
Never asked about that. Yeah, he could have gone to her. Never shown in the comics on how can I use this better.
Yeah, I was going to see like, Madam Web.
Yeah.
Go to her. Or
so, again, if there's a story, let us know, because I can't think of anything.
That's mostly how it's used. Is a MacGuffin. Like, hey, there's some danger. Let me go ahead and be Spider-Man right now. It does make sense, but he should be able to use that for, like, more than that.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, Miles is stronger and he can like sense other people. I think there was actually one point in the comics where Peter Parker could like summon some spiders and control them.
Yeah, but we probably don't talk about that.
No, it was probably like some real garbage, like, oh, he could do this. It's just like one little small swarm of spiders.
No. So cute.
Listen. Right.
Look at my little spiders.
Oh, they put them like it's Halloween decorations. Like, come on.
Imagine. I mean, that's a different way to use the power. Imagine you can control spiders and all you use them for Halloween decoration. Like, literally.
Hilarious.
That would be hilarious. Like, you have a basement full of spiders of all kinds of breeds, poisonous, just can just kill armies. Like, you can conquer the world whenever you wanted to with these spiders, which would be horrifying, by the way. But guess what? You only use them for Halloween decorations once a year.
Yep.
Once a year.
That's it.
Oh, I have seen it.
No,
I'm talking about like little small spiders, like of their natural size.
Yeah, because I was thinking like if a spider was, you know, the size of a human, well, there would be no human.
There wouldn't be. Like, I saw that one animation that horrifies me to this day from Love, Death, and Robots. It was horrifying.
Oh, I still haven't watched that either.
Hmm?
I haven't watched that
either. No, I watched it. I watched season one. Fair. And there's that one episode where I'm not going to say.
No, I said I haven't.
Oh, you haven't. Okay. But yeah, no, there's a spider thing and it's horrifying. I won't spoil it. It's actually a pretty cool one. I mean, they're all pretty cool, but that one was one of my favorites. But it's horrifying.
Oh. Yeah, I gotta check that out. Yeah,
check it out. It's in season one, so you'll run into it very quickly.
Okay. Yeah. So, but yeah, spider sense is one of mine that I think is just like really busted. Because, I mean, you can also track people like signals through his spider sense, which means you could probably like intercept some phone call. Maybe he might be able to make a phone call with spider sense. I don't know. Send a text through spider sense. Don't know. But it's so many other things that he's shown that he could do with it, and it's just never expounded upon even further.
Yeah. Yeah, like or three. He probably doesn't.
Yeah, he like doesn't have time. Everybody has a lump or two for Pete.
Yeah, like just well, just that's the thing.
Use your fucking head, man.
That's who Peter Parker is. Look, Peter Parker is gas and an asshole.
Stop being nice.
So it's like, yeah, you put yourself in a lot of these situations. You could just not do that sometimes, Spidey.
You could. You definitely could. Yeah, so like, the next power I would use.
He is the superior Spider-Man.
I mean, that's his whole shtick. It would be pretty bad if he wasn't as superior. Even though Peter's superior.
That's why Superior Spider-Man has to him, his title.
But, yeah.
You know, he has to say that because writers put those words in his mouth.
I mean, writers the whole reason why he exists, so he has no free will.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, going into a comic book would be crazy for someone from like from our universe.
Yo, Arashi.
You all have no
Rohan's power.
Ooh. Okay. Rohan's powers? Before you say anything, I would use it for myself to make myself way better. I would get rid of things that I didn't even know. I would be like, oh, I'm immortal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, it's like a reverse. It's like a good Death Note.
Yeah. It's a Life Note. Or, no. Death Note.
Reverse Death Note. We'll just call it that. Reverse Death
Note. Yeah. Let's just go with that. I was trying to think of something else, but whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it would be like, okay, make yourself immortal. You can make people in your family like rich. Like, hey, you have this much in your bank. That's gonna be fair. Don't know where it came from, but boom, it's there.
Exactly. Like, it's like you just put it in there. Like, yeah, I just have like you could give yourself any power. Technically, I have laser eyes.
Holy crap, man. Okay, the amount of things that Kishibe can do would be, oh, it's so cool. Like, just put aside the fact that he can turn his face into a book and write in his own book whatever he wants and erase things that he doesn't like about himself.
Exactly.
If you were going blind, you would just be like, has perfect vision or above perfect vision, superior vision.
You could
write in, oh, go ahead.
You could give yourself just muscles, unlimited strength.
abs. Just abs for no reason. Like, you just got a six pack now. You could just say, oh, you can run 10 miles in 30
and
seconds.
Not get tired. Yes. You could say, I have an unlimited stomach, thus I can eat everything. Thus, mm-hmm. I am Kirby.
Why has he never put into on himself, I am immune to other people's stands?
I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's like a Zaraki thing where I'm doing this intentionally because I'm just that badass.
Well, I mean, Rohan is that badass because he is Araki, even though Araki doesn't want to admit it.
You know what? If I had Byakuya's power, like if I had his Bankai, I would use it to cut sandwiches.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
If I had Byakuya's Bankai, I would use it to cut sandwiches. Dude, you don't understand. Do you know how many times I wish I was making a sandwich or a burger or something?
Some tiny ass sandwiches, bro.
You know, for us guys who like to cut our sandwiches, we want the perfect cut, mm-hmm. right? No, I don't even need
that perfect cut. However you feel like cutting it has to be directly across.
Look, I just need that perfect cut. Hell, I'll learn airbending if I can cut it perfectly.
Give me the powers of a Zanpakuto. Give me Ryujin, Jaka, or Hyorin.
Okay, so if I have Byakuya's Bankai, first of all, my lawn care services would be amazing. The trims on some of these things, I would just have to think what it looks like, and boom, it's right there. Yes. Just barbershop. Like, you're done. Like, so quickly. This is flowers across your head and face. And then you got
that's probably why his hair
your style.
So stays the same way. He's constantly cutting it.
Probably how he stays very smooth shaven too. He doesn't even
razor anymore. I was gonna say, like, you know what?
He doesn't even have to use his Bankai. He could just use his
Bankai. Would be for dramatic effect.
The Bankai would be like, okay, you know what? There's this whole field that needs to get cut really quickly. Bankai,
like,
it's done.
Just
let's go home. Also, why does he never travel on those things?
Exactly. You know, I mean,
okay, that's good.
I mean, you would need a whole lot of cardio to go up those stairs. Because I don't think, they don't have elevators in Soul Society.
Facts.
Do they? Unless it's down to like a super secret, to relax.
No. Yeah, unless it's Ayuri's place or maybe the jail.
Yeah.
Then,
well, I guess they fly.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it.
But yeah.
Yeah. What's another one you got, Bri?
So, since we're on the topic of Bleach, like, I guess if I had the amount of power of an Arrancar or even just an Espada or something, man, forget purpose, man. I just literally live my life, and if anyone fucked me, there is nothing anyone in this reality could do about it short of, like, dropping a JDAM on my ass, and then we just go to war. Like, I'd be slinging Saros, I'd be smashing people's skulls. Mm. I'd be running around. Yeah.
So
be destroying everything.
I guess since we're in the realm of anime,
car.
I'll throw this out there. What if you guys had like some kind of entity trapped inside of you? Like,
in what capacity is this entity trapped inside of you?
Like, it's like the Naruto. Pretty much, it works out of Naruto.
Oh. So if I had like some demon sealed in me and I can use its abilities, but the more I use its abilities, the more it comes out. Honestly, I'd be like Killer B. Get real chill with him, be like, yo, we gotta inhabit the same body, so we might as well get to know each other. So yeah, he pretty much did it. I mean, any other way, and you're really just pissing off the other entity, and they're gonna be like, oh, once you're dead, I'll just pass on to something else and be out of here anyway.
So, what about you?
Whatever.
What about you?
Well, that's if it was-
I guess, yeah, entity you would have inside, or like how you would treat it, or how you would use this powers. Because like we see it, like, again, we see it in like, several different ways, right? Like in Naruto.
Entity I would have inside me.
Because for me, like it would probably be like just like a big, I don't know, maybe I would go for like the whole tailed fox and be generic. Or like go for some kind of like octopus or squid or something.
I definitely would have like, I think it would be more of a hybrid for me if I did any form like that. Like that way, express what it is inside of me as well as
the way my NC would bond myself with me is that we'll just make sandwiches.
I mean, food is the best way, so I would probably cook him. And it would be like,
so with my BIP your powers,
let's go. And with my, and providing a fire, you know,
my tailed beast powers, we shall make the ultimate sandwich. Yeah, you know what? And with the air bending, we'll throw an bending in there too.
Absolutely.
And then, and with the time manipulation, we can keep the ingredients fresh bending for maximum taste.
Yep.
I guess for me.
Spider sense will warm.
And then I can curse other sandwiches that we can feed to people we don't like. But if I guess I need to talk about entities trapped inside me.
Suzaku, Gimbu.
Yeah, for the longest time Seiryu, I've had this strong obsession with the four gods of direction.
What's the tiger's name?
In Chinese mythology. Yeah, Byaku.
Hell, she'd get all four.
I've always been very obsessed with the mythology behind those.
I mean,
having some great entity like that inhabit me would be pretty cool. Who hasn't with the Clintar?
Probably. I mean, they do want one. Like, look at Tony Stark.
Who hasn't?
If they know about
the Clintar, he lives in an Iron Man suit. That like
getting a relationship with the Clintar at the point.
He was like, "I want one of those. You can't have one of those. I'm gonna make one of those."
And then everybody, and then you know, everyone inside Iron Man.
So, there you go.
If I can get that CBO,
yeah, bro. Side Iron Man. Side-Eye and Carnage, too. If Carnage wasn't insane, the amount of power that Carnage had...
I think the reason why he can do all of that is because...
And power lines.
Because when you just want to kill things, you get very creative. When you really want something that bad, you get very creative.
That is very true. Because he can fly, and he doesn't use, like, big-ass wings that he made.
I guess the Quincy's are playing this game, too, huh? Take that.
Okay.
You said what?
Well, since everything is made of Reishi.
Exactly.
Since everything is made of Reishi in their world, I could do. That's essentially just saying, hey, you want to be some sort of lantern or can make some sort of constructs? That's all being a Quincy really is, except you know you base it more around arrows.
So it's like,
so really, what would you
do with
the
power that's actually been explored,
or any of the lantern core rings?
To like, it's just in every area is the way DC treats speedsters, just running fast. Yeah, they literally took the the JoJo route.
They could do so much more. Like,
I'm pretty sure if Faraki got his hands on it, he would just take it to a totally different level, but they literally explore like what you can do it by running fast. Like, oh, if I run fast enough, I can go back in time. Oh, I can create tornadoes. Oh, I can create just like friction to just beat your ass or, you know, do something, right? Oh,
yeah. I mean, the coolest thing that they can do, well, two of the coolest things that they can do, aside from going back and changing history, would be phasing through things. You just vibrate your molecules through something. That's really cool, very useful in everyday life. Never need a key again. And throwing
lightning. And hell, you can literally do like one of the most powerful punches because, well, Exhibit A, Flash is super in Injustice. Well, it's more like Master Ray took you through time, but imagine if he time traveled to punch you. Like, you know how he spins around, he runs around the world to punch you. I forget what it's called. Just that particular punch that Wally does. Yeah. Except instead of running around the world, punch? He just goes through time. Because time is limitless, so who knows how fast he's running, how much momentum he's building.
That's true. He could run back through time and then back to the present and then just like appear right in front of whoever he's trying to hit. And well, if they're not Superman, bro, or above,
they'll evaporate.
Their head just might be gone.
Like,
facts. I didn't even think of that. Just from the friction right there alone, exactly, of him going past them, they're just gone. Honestly, why doesn't he just... He could just grab anybody he wants, throw them into jail.
He could be
the worst dictator ever. Yet, Wally West Flash sits around and talks to his villains and be like, hey, come on, reason this out. You want to do better with your life? Yeah, you're right. I do want to do better with my life. All right, cool. After this drink, go turn yourself in. As he
walks off camera. All right,
Flash, you got me again.
As he walks off camera and high fives Naruto for talk no jutsu.
I didn't even think about that. I wish I had thought about that before. Cause
yeah,
Wally West was out there talk no jutsu before Naruto like high existed, five,
bro. Talk works,
right?
It works.
I learned from the master.
Well, all right. Any final powers?
Oh, I do have one. You said no? All right. I do have another one. So, the ability to shapeshift.
I can't think of anything else at the moment, no.
They never say that you can't shapeshift into anything that you want. They do say that it's limited by your mind. So, why aren't, like, more shapeshifters trying to shapeshift into, you know, more sturdy objects or just, like, make their cells denser rather than shapeshift the way that they look? I know some of them do have that ability, but other ones just don't do it. It seems like it should be something that could be done.
Yeah, I think that might be limited to how their shapeshifting works. I don't know, but that does bring up a good point because, yeah, why can't you shapeshift into a big walking statue in the middle of battle? You know, or why you make your, like, give your cells the properties of diamonds, you know, things like that,
right? That would be amazing if you had like the sturdiness of diamond and then the flexibility of a whip,
right?
You have a diamond, you know, whip, like, and that's just your hand.
It's technically not really shapeshifting, but if you remember Tremors from Mortal Kombat Special Forces and Mortal Kombat 10, that he controls like the earth, but he controls all matter. Well, I mean, hell, that's actually a different superpower too. He can actually control all matter of earth. Like, he can turn rock into crystals, he can make it out of his hands, like, he literally cover himself in whatever. Yeah, he's literally the ultimate artist.
Except he's like the
whatever earthbender rock he wants to make, you know. So it's like, do it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you can literally just create any element, really. Technically, do you want to take that shapeshifting power that far?
they could. I mean, whatever element right. is in your body, you could just you right. should just or be like able to make that. Of. Like you know you can turn your hand into a blade. Okay, why not just coat your skin with a thin layer of that really, really tough metal that you just found out about? Not even just like, oh, I just, you know, look at titanium. You mess around with the elements.
I mean, I know that's like liquid metal, but it's still a shapeshifter. He just, yeah, I'll take your face and I'll turn my hands into weapons.
Okay, well, Terminator's, you set them on fire, they get faster.
That's true, even though the T-2000 died from being set in magma, but that's kind of different though. I guess that's different.
That's being melted down into something else that's off and finds your form. Essentially, like how Alucard had to kill all of those other cells to bring himself back together.
You kind of have to vaporize the thing.
That's all it was.
If I can could control my ki, right, I would make the best grilled cheese sandwich.
What is up with you?
Because people forget. I joke. People forget. If you had no threat around, if there was nothing to use your powers for, and you're at home, you're telling me you wouldn't use your fire powers to get the perfect temperature in the kitchen? You wouldn't use it during the coldest months of the year to warm yourself up?
Okay, so if I had fire powers, if I had any pyrokinesis, everywhere I walked in the winter would be dry instantly.
And I would help people out by melting the ice on the sidewalks.
Yes. Like, oh, your seat needs to be warmed up a little bit. Let me just set a little bit of... There you go. You warm on the inside now. Like, getting rid of leaves in the fall.
Hey, why are you using your powers to make sandwiches? I'm like, because you know what? I just finished beating Beans Jax's butt. I want to go home and make a very nice sandwich, and I'll use all my powers to do so.
No, that's valid. I was just wondering
because why I just finished fighting Draxus with your powers and his army of elves, and I want to go home and make a sandwich. I'm literally that character that's like, man, I can't wait until I'm done with this fight so I can go home and make a sandwich. Why are you in my way? Get out of my way, my good son. I'm trying to go home. Fine, I'll punch you to death.
Because honestly, if I had those powers too, every time I'm cooking, I wouldn't even use the stove. I would just be like, walking around, pan in my hand, heating it up, just like, flip that. Oh man, this.
And see, if you fuck it up, you got time manipulation powers to reverse it and try it again.
Exactly. To just reverse it. Wait. Okay. So, real quick, going back to the time manipulation, why don't you just reverse time around the area where it's only that
empty? But wouldn't that depend on the area of effect? Because, like,
it would.
What if your arm just falls in the lava?
It would depend on the AOS.
Sure. I want to see something.
What was that?
Want to see something cute? You know what? No.
He just says, want to see something cute? Explodes.
Sorry. That was my.
Oh, man.
My hacking superpower.
So I guess we can end it there. I just want to thank everyone for clicking on our podcast. Hit us up. Check us out. Night Shift Bandits everywhere. All social media platforms. Definitely donate to us, Patreon and GoFundMe, and hit up Perspectives Discussions for love, life, and relationships. Take us out.
Thanks once again for listening with us to the Night Shift Bandits. Be sure to leave a favorite, subscribe.
What's happening here?
I think Ry's done.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
This has been the Night Shift Bandit. So you can punch in. Have a good day.
Please. Go find some new powers. Let us know what powers you do with things and stuff.
Goodbye, everybody.
You get it.